I'm Tom Peters. I wrote In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
All right, we're back. Just was at a conference yesterday. Just spoke with someone who worked closely with Tom Peters. Let's go from Tom Peters to our guest, John F. Hunt. He is the author of Walking with Jason. It's Walking with Jason. It's published by Author House, available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And it's important that I give you the website because there's so much here to cover. We can't do it in one segment. So let me give it to you. It's J-W-H-F, as in Frank, J-W-H-F.org. And John Hunt, I welcome you to the show with a kind of a tough story here. First of all, our condolences here, but... talk about the book and your objective in writing it.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on, Stu. The purpose of the book, Walking with Jason, was to promote therapeutic wilderness, especially for young teens. After Jason died, we started a foundation because...
Let me just explain, Jason was your son, how old was he?
Jason is our son. He was our second child, and he was almost 25 when he died in a rock climbing accident. Mm. Prior to that, he, like his older sister, had been a wilderness educator. He was working with young kids, kids at risk, kids with trouble, kids with challenges, kids that needed a little boost in confidence, a little self-esteem improvement. And they were taking them out into the woods on expeditions, 20-day expeditions or whatever. And in that process of having the children away from all the problems of home or what was connected with home and all the way away from television and everything else, the child gets to look at himself and gets to realize that he's able to do things he never thought were possible, didn't even know existed. And in those 20-day expeditions, these children learn to begin to believe in themselves. So after Jason died, we felt we had to do something to continue that. So we started the foundation, which is the Jason William Hunt Foundation, which are the initials for the website, and I appreciate you giving that. And so what we've been able to do is we've been able to raise funds to provide scholarships for children to be able to go to therapeutic wilderness programs. And there's programs all across the country, and people that are looking or interested in maybe finding one, they can go to our website because we have some databases to do that. And the purpose of the book was to give parents looking for options with their children in challenge, give them an option of letting them know what really therapeutic wilderness is all about. What are the staff people trying to do when they're out there with the child? And what's the child going to experience? And why the wilderness? Because the wilderness of itself is, for years, has been talked about as a great therapeutic element. And there's a magic around all that. But the magic is the fact that Mother Nature doesn't let you mess around. You can probably sweet talk your parents out of something, but you can't sweet talk Mother Nature. And if you don't do things right, you don't put up your tent at the right, put it up the right way, and it rains, you may have a wet blanket and a wet sleeping bag because you got a river coming through your tent. So no matter what you do, you've got to do it right, or nature gets back to you. And so it forces the children to realize that there are ways to do things that are better than what they thought they could do. They're also working in these 20-day expeditions. They might be with 8 or 9 or 10 other children that they've never met before. And they all have maybe similar related issues, or they've got situations that cause them to be out there. But the thing is, in working with these kids they've never met before, that group interaction starts to form them and shows them how teamwork, getting the tent put up right, getting the meals cooked on time, getting wood for the fire, how all these little jobs, working as a team, they end up having a great experience. Kids come off these trips and they go, wow, I never thought I could do that. There were 3 boys on one particular expedition, and this boy came up to me when I was out in the field that day, and he said, I'm having a great time. And I said, that's good. He said, well, my left knee is hurting. And I said, well, why is your left knee hurting? He said, well, I've been favoring it because I hurt my right ankle the day before. And it's like he was having a good time, but yet he had a kind of a messed up ankle and a little hurt knee. And I said, well, what was so good about it? He says, well, actually, the other day, three of us decided we were going to challenge each other in the stream to see who could stay in the water the longest. Now, this is July in Connecticut, but the water was cold. And I said, you stood in the water? He said, no, we sat down. All three of us sat down, and nobody, and we all said we weren't going to leave. Somebody else was going to have to leave before us. And they were in there for like maybe 30 minutes. And finally, the staff, the wilderness educators came over and said, you know, we got to move on. And they had to negotiate getting the three out of the water at the same time so nobody acted like they were giving up. The three of them got out at the same time. And this boy's greatest joy was not only that he did it, but that the other two were winners too. So he wasn't thinking just of himself. He was thinking as the group, and he was thinking, we did it. We all survived being in that water, and we all did it well. And that's the kind of relationships that start to build. And when those things start to build and you can believe in yourself, then all of a sudden you believe in life later on that when things come up, you may not have the right answer, but you have ways of finding those answers. And that's
great.
Therapeutic wilderness.
Yeah, great character building. Have you found that therapeutic wilderness was just as important for well-adjusted kids like yours as well for kids who perhaps are on the verge of going down a wayward path and to straighten them out?
Well, you know, it works on both extremes, and you're absolutely right. There's another book that's well-written about the privilege of challenge, or privilege of the problem with privilege. I'm sorry, I'm getting the title wrong. But basically, you know, the kids that are rich come from well-off families. They have problems in and of themselves that kind of get hushed up and don't really talk about. We think of the ghetto child being killed by gangland shootings or drive-by shootings or dope overreaction, and we don't know that well-to-do kids are killing themselves. Suicide is a major problem. So there are programs, these programs of the wilderness cross over demographics. They cross over income, they cross over education, they cross over race, religion. Mother Nature takes you on straight just as you are. It's a very current, in-the-moment type of situation that the nature challenges you, the wilderness challenges you, and it doesn't care where you came from. It doesn't care who you are. It's what are you doing right now in the moment. And that's where kids really learn. When they learn that they can live in the moment and improve their life and get better and do things they thought they never could, the wilderness is just a beautiful place for them to be.
John, how long ago did your son die, and how have you been dealing with it, and how therapeutic and cathartic has the book been?
I have to tell you the truth. When I started to write the book, we had formed the foundation. Jason died in 2001. Let me start with that. He died in 2001. He was just about 25. We started a foundation 2 years later. And so we've had the foundation for about the last 11 or 12 years. And we've been fortunate, and we've been very happy that we've been able to provide some children the opportunity to go out. And the letters we get back from these children are just unbelievable. The stories that they have of how it changed their lives have been very, very, very rewarding for us. It's been something that we could have stopped with the very first child and been great and done a job, but we've just been able to use the wilderness on a continuing basis to help other kids. And the wilderness of itself for me has always been a place where I felt I could go and I learned something new every time I go out there. And so in the process of Jason, we don't think so much of Jason gone as opposed to we just think that we're following and trying to follow in his footsteps to help other children get over that. Because when you're in that type of environment, not only is the child who's there finding a benefit, but it's therapeutic and it helps the instructors. Every instructor that comes off these courses is always talking about what they found different in themselves, because it's that whole interrelational aspect, it's that whole group acting together, and the instructors are best when they meet the children as equals. And that's what the wilderness really does. It allows everybody to be an equal.
What was the most difficult part of writing this book?
Oh, you know, the most difficult part of writing the book was writing about Jason, because there seems to be a disconnect, and I was just afraid that I would be a starry-eyed, rose-colored glass parent that just covered over the blemishes and covered over Jason. And Jason was a kid. He had some issues, but he was able to work through them through the help of a lot of people. And so when I wrote the book, The Greatest Salvation, and I really think the strength of the book is in the testimonies that I have from people that either knew Jason or people that worked with him, people that have been in the field, because they came back and they showed the personal development. They showed the characteristics that Jason had that makes for a great outdoor leader. And so it was an ability on their part to tell the story. So I just became the vessel. I just became the reporter. And it really, I think, did a better job of showing Jason from a lot of different aspects than just from a parent who loved them.
Well, our condolences and our wishes for you to succeed in communicating this message to a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds. The book is Walking with Jason. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com. It's available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. And I want to give that website out again, jwhf.org. And, John F. Hunt, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. This is Stu Taylor. We'll round things out after a break.